This is She Broke the School Record. Your Concordia, Nebraska all sports leader.
There's no bigger streak in Concordia than Drew Olsen's 400 wins.
Koopski brought to you by the Solar. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Kuby alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. And we got a busy week of sports for you.
It was a very busy weekend of sports. It was a very good weekend for sports. We had a lot of great finishes, a lot of close battles between schools, not just with basketball, but with wrestling and cheer
and dance and even track.
Track
did good, too. All right, we're going to dive right into basketball. We're going to start with men's basketball. They played two games since the last time we had a podcast. So we're going to start with the Dort game. They had a heartbreaking loss, 69-75. They had a run to come back and win it, but couldn't capitalize. And Gage Smith went off again, giving the Bulldogs 19 points and grabbing 12 rebounds for himself, giving him a double-double and pushing him into the average of double-doubles on the season. Not quite there yet, but if he keeps it going, he'll get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this comeback, it was so close to a great comeback as we came out at halftime, scoring 12 points and only letting them have four. It's really kind of heartbreaking after that. You think it's going to happen just like in the movies, and then it just doesn't. But like you said, Gage Smith had a total of 19 points, but Carter Kent also had a total of 16 points.
Yeah, he had 16 points, and but also Justin grabbed Wiesma. Grabbed 10 of his own and had 6 assists, passing the ball around and really showing that he's an unselfish player.
Oh, he really is. I mean, he's a great player and he's a great assistant. He's scoring double-digit points multiple times in multiple games. And he's passing the ball around, like you said, getting a bunch of assists and helping out Carter Kent and Gage Smith a lot this season.
Yes, they have. And I just want to point out, we had 36 rebounds as a team and Dort only had 29. That tells you we can get under the basket and grab some rebounds. Mainly, I mean, obviously 12 of those came from Gage Smith. He's the rebound king.
Yeah, Gage Smith had 12 of those. Ryan Holt had 6 of them. So, I mean, the next closest person on our team was half to Gage Smith. That just shows how much he's flying around and getting that ball and how aggressive he is for
exactly. that. Exactly, but I just want to point out, like, you're able to dominate on the rebound category, yet you're coming up short, mainly because you're letting Dort's 22, Garrett Franken, drop 18 on you, and all from the inside as he was 0 for 4. You can't let inside players get those easy baskets on you, because that's what really kills you. Yes, it's not a three-pointer. You know, you're not gaining points, but if he can consistently go in and get those shots up, you know, it's kind of hard.
Consistently getting the twos starts racking up quite a bit.
Exactly. Allowing him to get 18 points, that's, you know, you need to cut back on that. But as we're going to mention later, they did bounce back in their next game against Dakota Wesleyan. They won that game 89-77. A very good win by the Bulldogs. Once again, Gage Smith got a career-high 32 points. He had 9 rebounds. Very close to the double-double, but who cares about the double-double? He had 32 points.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the double-double would have been great, but 32 points, a career high for him, that's insane. I mean, next closest player on the team was Justin Wiersma with 15.
Right.
Again, that's half of what his points were.
Honestly, I was listening to the game, and we basically took control early and often and were able to stun Dakota Wesleyan, but they did have a player come off the bench. Ace Zor grabbed 30 points for the Tigers. But that performance was not enough as Gage Smith and the Bulldogs decided to rack up 89 on the Tigers. Also want to mention, Carter Kent also had 13 points. He was 2 for 3 from three-point range. So, you know, that's a pretty good percentage right there. He also got to the free throw line quite a bit. Attempted 6, only made 5 of those, so not bad. Gage Smith was 100% from the free throw line today, last game.
Yeah, 5 for 5. That's pretty good. And he was 5 for 9 from the three-point line.
Yeah, so he was lighting it up. He could not miss.
He has really transformed into a great all-around player. He's really coming into his own game on this team, and he's really helping out Carter Kent a lot.
He is, and you know, this team is looking very good. You know, throughout the entire season, they had some heartbreaking losses. They've only had one back-to-back losses this season. That was to Jamestown and Peru State back in December. But other than that, they constantly, after a loss, boom, we'll get a win, and then they start a little winning streak. So this is, you know, looking very good as the Bulldogs are currently 15-8 overall and 12-6 in GPAC play. Man, what a streak they're on. And I can't wait to see more as they play Hastings, which is now moved to February 17th.
Yeah, that game was originally scheduled for Wednesday, February 10th. However, it's been rescheduled for Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m., still in the Friedrich Arena. It's just been moved a week.
There was Hastings players, not Concordia, just want to point that out. Hastings players are dealing with COVID, so that was the issue there. It's a good thing they're able to reschedule it instead of cancel it altogether. So we'll still see that huge rivalry game coming up, as he mentioned, February 17th at 7 p.m.
You know, you talked about streaks earlier, and there's no bigger streak in Concordia than Drew Olsen's 400 wins.
That is true, and he racked that up after beating Dort in women's basketball. They beat Dort 77-71 on February 3rd, and a great win for Coach Olsen. And, you know, a testimony to the world to say, hey, I'm able to continue to grind and coach very well on a high level with these girls who've had a rough season, if you really think about it, if you compare it to, like, past seasons. With that win, they are 15-7, 14-5 in GPAC play. But Taylor Cockrell was the player of the game with 26 points and 7 rebounds. Early's player of the game, in my opinion. She was out there scoring buckets left and right. But also, Riley Pauly grabbed a double-double right out of the blue. 13 points and 14 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Taylor Cockrell, she had a little bit of an off week last week, not scoring the greatest amount of points, and she bounced back tremendously, scoring 26 points, like you said. And Riley Pauly coming off from out of nowhere, really, scoring a double-double. I mean, those two were just dominating the game.
They were. I mean, this performance didn't really come out of the blue. She averages 6 points a game, so she'll occasionally get a double-double, a double-digit points. She's the second leading rebounder on the team with 5.3 rebounds a game. So that rebounding performance isn't really shocking. It's just, you know, we're used to seeing
Tasha Rushton, Taylor Cockrell, Mackenzie Kopeek, you know,
exactly.
All these other players standing out, and she got her shine in this game.
Right, she did, and I'm pretty sure the game plan for Dort was to hold Tasha very low performance, but she still racked up 9 points. You know, she wasn't, you know, gone from the game. You know, but the game plan, I'm pretty sure, was to hold her down, and Taylor and Riley said, we'll pick up the slack.
Yeah, they definitely made up for whatever their game plan was to stop Tasha Rushton.
Yeah, it was. And Bulldogs did win on the rebound side, 49 rebounds to Dort's 44. What a stand right there. And speaking of stands, the Bulldogs women's team also played Dakota Wesleyan on February 6th and really came back in that game to win it 76-69. The first half was very close, back and forth. Dakota Wesleyan really showed, like, they can compete, and then our Bulldog women team was able to come back and make it a one-point game at halftime. Then after that, they came out strong and really set the tempo for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and unlike last game, Tysha Rushton had 23 points this time. So, I mean, coming off that 9-point game, a little low for her, she really makes up for it in this game.
And we also had another double-double appearance. Taylor Cockrell had 10 points and 12 rebounds to help the Bulldogs in the rebound category. And also, Mackenzie Kopeek bounced back from the Dort game and racked up 11 points for herself. And Riley Pauly had 8 points. She didn't fully disappear. She contributed in this game. So great all-around basketball from really the five starters to put this game on ice.
Tasha Rushton and Taylor Cockrell this season have really kind of stepped up this season as scoring a lot of points, a lot of rebounds. And we're seeing Riley Pauly and Mackenzie Kopeek scoring a consistent 8 to 13 points each game while also getting decent amount of rebounds, getting 5 to 9 rebounds, 5 to 10 rebounds each game. So they're being great assists and help for both of those players.
Exactly, and just all around good basketball. Just, I wasn't able to watch the game, but I was listening to the game, and it sounded like our pace is back to where it used to be, the fast-paced Bulldogs that we know and love throughout the years. It's back, and it's very effective when we are able to run in transition and beat you down the court and get easy layups and easy shots as well. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year we were a very fast team, and it works very well in our favor. And I think this year we were all expecting that, but, you know, it's a new team, so you can't really expect it too much. But we were all waiting for it. We knew it was all going to come back. And it definitely came back, and it's starting to come back even more.
Exactly. But also with the pandemic, you didn't really get the full training that you would on a regular season.
Yeah.
You know, the training was cut in half, and then you kind of really were bounced into competition play. And this really, I think, slowed everything down, and now they're able to pick it up and play Bulldog basketball. And they're on a good streak right now. They're on a 4-game winning streak and are sitting at 16-7 and 15-5 in GPAC. So if we can continue to win, we can possibly itch ourselves in the postseason spot. But it all depends on what these next two games plus the GPAC tournament all go down to. You know, it's going to be a tight finish for us, but I think we can pull it off.
Oh, I definitely do too. I mean, we're building up steam. Like you said, we're getting our rhythm back with how fast-paced we're going. And I think it's going to be a tight finish, but I think we can do it with how much we're picking up our rhythm at the right moment.
Exactly. And the Bulldogs' next game will be at home in Frederick Arena, February 10th. Tip-off at 6 p.m. They will face Hastings. That'll be a long game on February 10th. As we mentioned, the men's game is postponed to February 17th. So show up and show out to that game. Fans are required to wear masks. Just one reminder. Speaking of masks, these masks you will wear on your head because we're going to the mats for wrestling.
By mask on your head, he means the headgear.
Yes.
Cover your ears. But Concordia had a heartbreaking loss to York College again this season, 28-14 loss. But we had some good wins. We had 4 total wins on the night, but we also gave up 125 to a scratch free card. Mario Wybar did not wrestle, so that's an automatic 6 points for York. My wrestler of the night was Jacob Tells. He's ranked 17th in NAIA at heavyweight, and his match was – he just dominated the whole match. He came out, took the guy down, and turned him to his back immediately. Almost got the pin, but the guy was able to turn back over. Second period comes in. He escapes – takes him down, puts him back to his back, and then that's the last time. So very dominant win over Jacqueline Williams. But not only that, Javine Skidoris, he wrestled 141, and he wrestled the 11th ranked 133-pounder, and he beat him 15-9.
What a statement right there.
That is a great upset for him and built steam for going into the weekend.
Oh, he did. That's really good.
Sophomore Travis Smith also stepped up into the lineup after Gabe Crawford's absence. He did not wrestle that night, but he also got the win 7-4. And last but not least, 174, TJ Huber also got the win 6-5 over Derek Samudio. So, I mean, great wins, a lot of close ones, but Jacob Tells and Javine Skidoris with that upset were the wrestlers of the night, in my opinion.
All right, that sounds good. Also, they went to the Sioux City David Edmonds Open on February 6th in Sioux City, Iowa.
And we had 4 total finishers.
There we go. We had 4 total finishers in that open, which, that's not bad.
No, it's not. Pretty Our good. Highest finisher was second place with TJ Huber.
There you go.
At 174. But also, Javine Skidoris and Jacob Tells, like we said in the duel, they both finished 4th in their brackets. Javine Skidoris finished 4-2 in the tournament. Like I said, he built up steam, getting a little confidence from that upset over the nationally ranked number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob Tells hit a milestone for the season. He's at 30 wins now.
There you go. What a performance. What grade is he in?
He's a freshman.
Freshman?
Jacob Tells is a freshman.
And he has how many wins now?
30.
30 wins as a freshman. This dude is going places in his collegiate career. This man is a guy I want to keep an eye on.
Correction, we only had 3 place finishers, not 4.
Bulldogs have the GPAC Wrestling Tournament next. That'll be February 19th. The times are to be announced. We'll get that to you as soon as we can. That's a 2-day event, February 19th and February 20th. Those will be held in Fremont, Nebraska at Midland University. Speaking of Midland University, they performed against our dance team this weekend in the Bulldog Invite, and they finished first. But we did have records broken as the Bulldog dance team finished second in the tournament with a score of 71.26, which is their highest this season. Honestly, every competition that they have, they keep getting better and better and better. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like each week we keep saying this is the highest they've scored. This because they're scoring better and better, and they're getting better and better.
They are.
Last week we were talking about them in the 60s, and they've hit 70 this week.
Exactly, and this is very big. Also, one of my sources was telling me that Nebraska, their judges rank so hard. Like, they judge so hard. Nebraska is the state, is the hardest state to really perform. So to be able to get a 70 in Nebraska is like getting an 80 or a 90 in other states. This is telling the world that the Bulldog dance team is ready to go, ready to perform on a high level.
Not just the dance team, but the cheer team also finished second, scoring 66.18 points.
Yes.
Again, behind Midland, but a second in a tournament. That's pretty good.
That is very good. And, you know, another high performance for the cheer team. You know, they're every year and every week, we seem to tell everybody they're getting better. You know, this is the highest they've been. It's the same way for cheer. They're doing very well. The stunts that they're performing are off the charts from what I saw, and they're able to nail them. And they're doing things that I would never do, like climbing on top of three people. One dude's on the ground. They have another person on his shoulders, and then they have a third person on that person's shoulders. No, thank you. That's too high. Anyways, congratulations to Dance and Cheer as they continue
to improve and get better.
Yeah, to improve and turn heads. The next duel for the dance team will be February 10th at halftime of the women's basketball game against Hastings. And Cheer will have a tri-duel against Peru State and Hastings. That is in the PE Center Gym at 7:30 on February 10th. By the way, PE Center Gym is at Concordia. Just want to let everyone know that. We are here at Concordia, and events are happening at Concordia. Track and field had a home meet this weekend at the Concordia University Classic, and we had
a record breaker.
A record breaker and 10 event titles. Josie Pools has been on fire. The last meet at Doan, she became the second woman ever to clear 13 feet. Now she broke the school record at 13 feet and 4.5 inches. She is phenomenal. And this is like midpoint of the season. She can raise that later on in the season, possibly itching for 13 and 6 inches. It's a huge jump, but it's doable. Way she's improving.
The way she's improving and the way each week, like the dance team, she's getting better and better. And she's breaking each record that she has. She's setting new PRs and breaking the school record now.
Yeah, I mean, what a performance. She became the second woman ever to clear 13, and now she is the record holder for the women's pole vault. But she wasn't the only winner in track and field, as we had the women's 4x4 once again find first place with a time of 3 minutes, 57.48 seconds. You know, that's pretty impressive. Like, they've consistently gotten first every single event, so this is huge. This is saying something. These girls can compete at a high level and will possibly get into the national meet.
Kaylin Heritage ran the mile in 5 minutes, 10.61 seconds. That's her personal best.
Yeah.
She PR'd again.
She is a really good athlete and is continuing to show that she can compete at a high level. She came in as a freshman and was dominating in cross country and track and field. And now as a sophomore, she's continuing to grow. So I think this is huge for her. Also, we have a new freshman. Carrie Bauer finished with the time of 1 minute, 38.58 seconds in the women's 600 meter run.
She's just the third Bulldog this season to run the 600 under 1.4.
Wow. That's
1.40.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Under a minute and 40 seconds? Whew, that's a lot. That's very impressive. Also, senior Sydney Clark finished with a time of 18 minutes and 58.25 seconds in the women's 5,000 meter run. So she's also, last week we talked about her finishing first in two events. She's continuing to grab first in this time one event.
Riley Hecker finished the 1,000-meter run in 3 minutes, 1.61 seconds.
She did. That's very impressive from her, and she's a freshman.
Many freshmen are stepping up here, not just in track, but in wrestling and basketball, everywhere.
Yeah, they are. We got a great freshman class. Speaking of freshmen, Amy Richer also got first place in the high jump, clearing 1.65 meters. In American terms, that is 5 feet, 41 inches. Another freshman doing very well here at Concordia. On the men's side, we also had another freshman. Wow, this is just a talk about freshmen. Jacob Jennings sneaks into first place in the 400-meter dash with a time of 51.14 seconds. I'm talking about he won by like 10 milliseconds. Like this is what I mean when he snuck it in. So
wow.
Yeah, congratulations to him on getting that first place. That is what? We talked about three freshmen and two sophomores already.
Alone in track. And we've talked about many more in other events.
Right.
I mean, wrestling was a bunch about freshmen. So this freshman class has really stepped up this year. And the future is bright for Concordia.
The future is very bright, and I'm looking forward to it on years to come. But also, another sophomore, Camden Cessna, finished with a time of 2 minutes, 39.28 seconds in the men's 1,000-meter run. You know, that's another testimony to a great young class who can push things forward. And a veteran also took in first. Christian Van Cleve finished first in the 600-meter run in the men's category with a time of 1 minute, 24.44 seconds. Congratulations to all the Bulldog winners and competitors as they continue their hot streak at their last home meet, which will be February 13th in the Walls Fieldhouse. Events will start at 12 p.m. Still no fans are allowed. Information on how to watch the events will be located on Concordia's athletic website. Make sure to email us at conekubski@gmail.com if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments. And that's all the time we have for tonight. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at conekubski and Twitter
at Koopski.
Good night.
Bye. Oh.